This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I really don't know what the hell I'm wearing. I do not know what this shirt is supposed to be. Do you guys shop online? Have you guys been buying clothes online? This is the first year I've done that. And I've actually bought some clothes online, and they fit. They fit. They fit better than me walking into a store with my big butt, trying to bring in a half dozen bunch of clothes, trying to take off my Spanx, do all that stuff in a very small dressing room, worried that there's a camera watching, because they have cameras overhead that I think can still hit the mirror that could then see you in your room. I get really, really nervous about that. Don't want to scare the security guard. And I like security guards. So I really don't want them to see me in my, you know, worst light. I look better with clothes on. Can I just say that? And so I've actually bought some clothes online. And today I am wearing, okay, I don't know what this is. It's a shirt dress with these ruffles at the bottom. And it looks like something that they wore in the 1950s to look like what they would look like in the 1980s, because they thought everything was going to be about spaceships in the 80s. And here I am in the 2010s wearing something like this. And if this is the style of today, we're screwed. I mean, what I did is I threw some boots on. I have some black pants on underneath because I will not wear a short skirt with my thighs. Have you guys seen my thighs? Yeah, I kind of wore a shorter skirt to a gala, and you guys all saw the cellulite, and you're like, well, you know, please get some lipo. So, that was a big mistake. And then I threw a choker on. I'm wearing a choker, and I have a bracelet. And, yeah, I always wear a bra. I mean, I made the outfit work, but I really don't like the way it looks. I really, really don't. Now, one thing I want to bring up is one of my listeners had just had their sensitivity training on how not to sexually harass. Do you guys got that sensitivity training, that sexual harassment video? A lot of us at work have had to get that. And the funny thing is, and I mean, I know I shouldn't be admitting this, but I'm really, really open. But I made a couple mistakes from a employee-employee relationship thing. I made a couple mistakes. I'll tell you what I did. There was about 8 different people that I accidentally sent heart emojis to. And I quickly followed up with a text with the thumbs up or the emoji of like the confetti one. And the reason why that happened is because I have a big thumb. And I don't know if you guys use emojis on your smartphone, but when you pull up your emojis, the ones you use a lot are going to come up first. It's like apparently they know the psychology and the biomechanics of your texting thumb. And so I was at a work retreat, and we had received some news or some discussion, I guess something that I agreed with, like, why don't we have a meeting next week? So rather than hitting the thumbs up emoji, I hit the heart, and it's the red heart. Did you guys know that the hearts, they have different meanings? I need to look this up, the different colored heart emojis. I don't know if you guys know this, like purple heart means something different. You guys might know this more than I do. So I actually sent hearts to people at work, and then I immediately pulled that aside. I just told Jason, the board op, that I loved him. I don't love him in that way, but I am so used to telling, you know, when I get off the phone with my husband, right after I order him to do something. Okay, love you. That here I am ordering Jason around. And I go, all right, love you. Ooh, I could get fired. I could get fired for that. Okay, he can't do it. Now, he was probably like, oh, he's still vomiting, by the way. Okay, he's still vomiting from that one. But what is wrong with me? What is wrong with a bunch of us? I think we are getting so scared that we are going to do something wrong. Or we're going to do something so inappropriate that we start to mess up. You know how much I panic sending that heart emoji to somebody? To a few people. It was a group text. I'm like, guys, no, you know. So I put on Facebook, Freud says to let that one slide, please. Because, again, it was next door of the text. So what I recommend you guys do is, while you are so worried about, you know, sexual harassment, and it's so stupid, you better stop using any emojis, even to your hubby or your spouse or your wife or your girlfriend, boyfriend, that has a heart in it. Because you send a heart emoji to somebody, I bet you that's going to cause somebody in this great country of ours to get arrested. Or not even, I'm sorry, arrested, get fired. Now, blue heart emojis, I think have to support, they support autism. It may also have to do with you being a Duke fan, you know, Duke basketball. Green heart is for falling in love with St. Patrick's Day, or an earthy affection, or if you're into organic food and supplements, so your heart will be green. Yellow heart is pure, bright, springy love, happiness, wildflowers. So yellow is more of a bright heart. Purple heart is glamorous, sparkle, shimmer, that kind of thing. So fashionistas will give me the purple heart emoji. The pink heart with stars on Instagram means, like, I guess you're wearing your heart on your sleeve, or you're, I don't know, becoming trans. Three hearts, I guess, mean love yourself. I'm not really sure. Heart on an envelope means you're sending a love letter. So there's a lot of emojis that could really, really get you into trouble. So my recommendation to you is to just keep it dry, keep it boring, all right, and come up with something friendly. Like a, I don't know, the thumbs up. You got to be careful with the thumbs up, and I tell you why. If you look at some of the finger emojis, some of them look like you're giving some person the finger. One looks like the rectal finger. Like, I'm going to do a rectal exam. I almost did that. Like, I wanted to say one. I just want one over here, like one stapler. But that one looked like I want to give them a rectal. So, I forget it. I am done with emojis at work. I am done. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, many of us have dogs. And I always say this that I shouldn't, but I tell my dogs that they're going to be the death of me. And I do that when they take a big, huge dump and I have to clean it up. Or they eat all the cat food and the cats look at me like they want to kill me. And, I mean, I love the dogs, but they really, I think, may cause my demise one day. Well, now we're being told by scientists, yeah, your pet could actually spark the next pandemic. So our instincts may be right. So according to the Telegraph, actually there's multiple sites talking about this, the next time your dog sneezes, I don't think we have to take cover yet, but they say they could potentially be passing on a new strain of a deadly flu virus that has the potential to infect and kill millions around the world. And they say domestic dogs like my lab or my Bichon Frise. I can't believe I have a little French dog. Oh, her name is Uzi. She's so cute. A little stupid, but that's okay. I love her. She's my Uzi. Our domestic dogs could be harboring a virus that sparks the next big influenza pandemic. And they say new flu viruses can incubate in animals before they jump to humans. We know that. That's why we're watching the avian flu so closely. That's why we panicked about the swine flu. They say back in 1918, the Spanish flu killed between 50 and 100 million people. But they think that Spanish flu that killed people started in geese. They say the 2009 swine flu pandemic was transmitted to humans via pigs. Swine flu killed 245,000 people globally. That was a lot of people. I remember getting the swine flu. That was horrible. It was like in May. Our whole family, I mean, we were down for the count. And we were like, what the heck is this? It was in May. That was swine flu. May 2009. So now scientists have found domestic dogs are harboring flu viruses with the potential to jump humans. So man's best friend may be our greatest threat. My dog is not my best friend. My best friend is Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo, my cat, the one that pees and poops right all over the house. Yeah, he's my best friend. They're not perfect. Your best friends are never perfect. They're just, you know, the only person that puts up with you, and that's why you call them best friend. So the researchers from Econ School of Medicine in New York sequenced the genomes of 16 influenza viruses obtained from pet dogs in southern China and found that they contained segments similar to the H1N1 strain responsible for the 2009 swine flu outbreak. This year's flu, which was one of the deadliest for kids since 2009, was H3N2. Now, our flu shots protect us against H3N2, supposedly H1N1, and another A and another B. If it's a it's a quadrivalent. Our flu shot this year didn't do as well, but still, nonetheless, they're supposed to protect us to some degree. So when they found that there were certain gene sequences, all right, segments similar to the H1N1 strain, they're concerned that these viruses are changing and starting to interact with each other, creating the possibility that they will mutate further and can one day mutate where a human could be infected by it. According to Adolfo Garcia Sastre, principal investigator of the study that was published in the journal MBio, he says this is very reminiscent of what happened in swine 10 years before the H1N1 pandemic. They say in 2009, we were all looking for viruses in birds. There was no surveillance in pigs. Then that pandemic came from pigs, hence the swine flu. So you guys see what they're saying? They're saying that what happened with swine flu 10 years before that pandemic, they're starting to now see in dogs. Yeah, anybody want a couple dogs? Doesn't matter. Because if the dogs give it to you, you can then give it to somebody else. So no need to get rid of the dogs. We're going to need the dogs. Yeah. So, they say the researchers found the new viruses in pet dogs in China that had been taken to the vets because they had respiratory problems. Now, previous research has only found pandemic-like flu viruses in dogs kept in confined conditions, like if you were in a kennel or a dog farm, not dogs that were in people's houses. So, Dr. Garcia Sastre said the findings meant that pet dogs could be a potential breeding ground for flu. And the type of combinations of viruses that can now be created in dogs represent potential risk for a virus to jump to a dog from a human. So the next steps will be to investigate whether humans have immunity against canine H1N1. They say there's a lot of immunity, if there is, against these viruses. That could represent less of a risk because now we have one more host in which the flu virus is starting to have a diverse genotype, phenotype. So basically, there's a few things that they're trying to say with this one. If you have an immunity, let's say the dogs have an immunity, then they may not be a reservoir for the virus to propagate and grow. They can still carry it, they can still transmit it, but not big doses of it, because the virus is not going to have a chance to grow and propagate within that host because there's immunity. Also, if that dog has immunity, maybe it'll help us come up with a vaccine. So not only would our dogs be the death of us, but our dogs may also save our lives. Now, to stop the avian influenza outbreak, they culled or killed a bunch of chickens and turkeys. But we don't want to do that for dogs. Dr. Garcia Sastret says we should be thinking about better ways of reducing the burden of flu in dogs. Vaccinating them could be feasible, as well as preventing transmission in overcrowded conditions. So, I don't trust the average pet owner with vaccinating their dog. I know you guys out there, you're lazy. And you know why I know you're lazy? Because I'm lazy. I'm a doctor that's pro-vaccine. My dogs are up to date, my cats are up to date on their vaccine. But I don't take my dogs in for grooming. I get lazy. I'm like, oh, no one's going to look at them. I'll shave them down at home. If they get hot, I get lazy. No, it's not cheap. The dog hates getting in the car. Little Bichon, little Uzi, she hates getting in the car. She shakes. She hates going to the groomer. She doesn't want to go. So I take her in with me to the shower. So I scrub her little tushy in the shower. Then I dry her off so she gets her bath. Right? I don't do the bathtub because I think that's too much water. I hate filling up a whole bathtub with water. So I do it in the shower to save water. And so, I kind of cut some of the routine things you need to do. Plus, the groomer took out one of her... the groomer did something with her teeth I didn't like. So, I know there's a lot of you out there that go, oh, you know what? They're due for another shot, a booster. They're fine. I'll wait. I don't trust the average human population to keep this one in check. So, good for these scientists to be on top of it. I think that's pretty good. But it's scary. You know, what other diseases can dogs pass to humans? Well, hookworm. We talked about hookworm. People have become infected with hookworm, according to Telegraph, from the feces of infected animals. Apparently, the hookworm larvae enter the top layers of the skin. You get this itchy reaction. Sometimes you get better on your own, but sometimes you need medication. Of course, we talked about rabies. Rabies, unfortunately, we've been hearing about a couple cases. If the saliva from a rabid animal gets into your body, it's going to burrow in a nerve and then transfer up to your central nervous system, affecting your brain. It will kill you. By the time you have symptoms, you will die. You'll have confusion, anxiety, behavior changes, delirium. So some dogs will foam at the mouth. So my son, who found a dog who had been abandoned out in the desert, he and his friends were off-roading. I said, be careful. You know, he could have been rabid. I'm glad you saved the dog's life and took him to a vet, but it could have been a rabid dog. He said, no, but the dog wasn't foaming at the mouth. Foaming is a later sign. A dog that has rabies because he got bit by a bat or another dog may not show symptoms, but still transmit it. You can also get roundworm from your dog. Toxocara roundworms, parasites, they cause toxocariasis. And you could accidentally swallow these roundworm eggs. Children get affected. It can unfortunately lead to blindness, damage to liver, lungs, central nervous system. So our dogs give us a bunch of disease, which is why do not kiss your dog. Do not kiss your dog on the mouth. Everybody says a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's. No, it's not. My dogs will eat my cat's poop. I don't want them to, but they do. I'm not going to kiss my dog. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Trump took part in the official G7 summit welcoming ceremony. Before leaving for the summit, the president did a little Q&A with reporters and was asked about Melania Trump.
First lady is great, right there. She has to, and she wanted to go. Can't fly for 1 month.
A former top security officer for the Senate Intelligence Committee was arrested yesterday and charged with lying about leaks of classified information. Congressman Steve Russell is on the House Armed Services Committee. He talks about what it means for us to have a free press.
It's a trust. It's a trust between the people that we draw our power to consent. We have our power from the consent of the people. Can they trust us with detailed information? So I think what you have here is a clear warning shot across the bow that if you are violating that trust, you will have consequences.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, is it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Rodolfo wrote earlier this morning, and I want to read it. Usually I want to kind of digest it and come up with an answer before I read it, but this is really, shall we say, relevant with what's going on, with the president, you know, rescinding the interview for the Eagles coming because most of them didn't want to come. You know, so why give the press, right, some photo ops of some, you know, bad press? Of course he canceled. I'm not surprised. Well, Rodolfo writes, Doc, your president, see, he says my president. It's our president. Okay? Just like Obama was our president. He says your president has polarized this country more than any other president, and it's on purpose. He says the Republicans need hate to win. And he goes off and he goes on and on and on. But I wanted to stop with this. That's interesting. The Republicans need hate to win the election. From a psychological standpoint, you do need emotions to win elections or to get people out there to vote. But before we go into that, I don't know if Trump polarized the country more than Obama. Honestly, at this point, I don't care. They're all polarizing. You know, it's interesting. We were out to dinner with a friend of ours who's about 10 years older than I am. And my husband said, look, he asked him, he goes, look, you remember more of the Reagan years than we do because we were in high school. How bad was it? I mean, were the Democrats really hating Reagan? And he goes, oh, yeah. The news was horrible. They ripped Reagan to pieces all the time. But the big difference in the 80s versus now, which is something we have talked about on the show, is now we have news 24/7. So we get bombarded with anti-Trump or anti-Obama years ago 24/7. Even with our social media. See, back in the 80s, you had to wait for the news. We talked about that. The news would be 5:30 nightly news. Maybe some news started at 5. But you would go all day without the national news. There would be morning shows. I remember Linda Alvarez in Phoenix, Arizona. I remember listening to her in the morning. Or they might have had like a 5 o'clock news and then had the nightly news. So you would get local news. But I don't really remember too much of a slant. I don't remember that. I mean, I remember the Reagan-Mondale, you know, election. I remember seeing all blue. Oh, no, I remember seeing all red and not a lot of blue. And, I was like, man, Reagan is kicking his butt. But you had polarity then. You had polarity all the time. I mean, you had a lot of polarity when our founding fathers were trying to decide how to run this country. So politics have always been, and somebody could even argue there was even more passion around politics because they didn't have sports teams. You didn't have football. You didn't have hockey, you know? So in the 1700s, 1800s, early 1900s, politics was huge. Yeah, you had a lot of people arguing about it. I mean, that's why years ago I was taught you never talk about politics or religion with other people. It'll always end up in fights. And I'm like, why? Religion is a beautiful thing. Politics are interesting. No, no, no. And the reason why is the two big things people would talk about years ago, and maybe weather, but, you know, was politics and religion. So in terms of the country being polarized, I mean, we had the Civil War, for crying out loud. All right? So, polarities always existed. And I don't think President Trump, I don't think President Obama, I don't really think we can blame one particular person for that. We can blame a deterioration of progress when it comes to certain things happening. We could blame that on certain individuals, depending on what, you know, we are talking about. That we could discuss. But in terms of, politics has always been a big thing. So now, what about hate? You know, we have a lot of primaries going on right now. Next few Tuesdays, a lot of primaries. And if you notice, a lot of the ads are negative ads. And you and I hate that stuff. Well, maybe not all of you, but a lot of you do. I can't stand election years. In the media, we're supposed to love it. A lot of revenue comes in with commercials, and there's always a lot to talk about, but it's just so negative. I hate watching the news and hearing bashing, and I just don't like the negativity. But then on the other hand, how many of us really like these commercials? Right? Hillary is great. Hillary is wonderful. Hillary holding a baby. Or Trump kissing a baby. Or Trump, you know, we don't like to watch that. That stuff's boring. We like action movies. We like watching violence. We like the whole Rambo, Terminator, Mission Impossible, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones. We like battles. Why do you think football is so big? Hockey. I have seen Vegas lose their poop over what's going on with the Golden Knights. Yesterday was not the best night for us, but still, we're still in the running. We're still in there. And we like fights. Oh, and then when a fight breaks out in hockey, we love that. We're animals on the inside. And so when somebody says that one party needs hate to win, All parties need passion to win. And one of the strongest emotions out there, or passionate emotions, is hate. Love is very, very powerful, but you don't really love your candidate. You know, maybe we liked Ronald Reagan, maybe we liked JFK. You might have liked Jimmy Carter. We might have liked George Bush, but nobody loved them. Even people that supported Trump, you didn't love Trump. People that support Obama, you didn't love Obama. So you can't capture or count on the love for an election. That's why lovey-dovey ads don't work. That's why the ads bring up hate. If you can inspire hate for the other side, you're going to be more successful. Because you can't inspire love. You can't make anybody fall in love with you. That's one of the reasons why I won't do politics. Okay? I want to be loved. I want to be liked. I want to be revered. I want to be applauded. But that's not how you win an election. You win by somebody hating the other side so gosh darn much that they catapult you into office. Well, I can't inspire hate for somebody else. I can't do that. That's not me, which is why I will never win an election. I haven't tried. Now, yeah, you can bribe people. You can bribe people, but it doesn't really, you know, inspire love. So, the Democrats, too. If the Democrats win an election, or any of the midterms, it's because somebody hated Trump and voted for that side. I mean, I don't know what the Democrats are going to put up against Trump. Oprah. Well, somebody like, oh, I love Oprah. You can love a celebrity like Michael Fassbender. I love Michael Fassbender. Mm. All right, so I guess you can love a celebrity, but you don't really love a politician. And once you do get a celebrity up there, politics makes you dislike him. Like Oprah. I think Oprah, you know, has a lot of talent. I love her show. But once she starts running for politics, if she does, I don't think I'm going to love her, no. Because then all the bad stuff comes out. We don't like politicians. So many of you guys now are dealing with primaries, and some of you guys are really into the primaries, some of you aren't. It's tough because there's a lot of money that needs to be spent for people to win elections, and so they have to wait for the primary, and we know it's the calm before the storm. We are going to be hit hard with these midterms. So get ready for a ride, but it's not going to be fun for any of us. 1-877-DOT-FELLY.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. This is cool, guys. This is really cool. How many of you want to see a show or a movie on Netflix, and it's not on Netflix? And so you're like, well, darn, I really want to see that movie. There's a sequel coming out, so I want to see the first one. And it's not on cable. You do a search, it's not on your cable. Not on Netflix. Apparently, there's a secret Netflix page where you could request certain shows and movies. It's a feature hidden within their help section. I didn't know about it. Some of you guys may know about it. I don't. Users can ask for any 3 movies or TV shows of their choice by filling in the online form. Now, the company says there's no guarantee, but there's actually suggestions that you can fill out. So if, let's say, you want to see Deadpool 1, because Deadpool 2 is out, you could actually put that in there. There's a TV show you want. So that's according to Netflix. There are request pages. And you can just access them even online. You don't even have to access them on your Netflix. There's also certain secret genre codes They say there are secret codes that can be used to unlock dozens of hidden shows. To access those secret codes, you put in a certain code, like, for example, Spy Action and Adventure, 10702, and there's like an extended list of extra movies. B-horror movies, crime documentary. So, okay, so I have not seen the Menendez Brothers show. So I don't know if that's on Netflix. If it's not, I'm going to ask them for that one. So pretty interesting. I think we pay for a lot of things that we don't necessarily utilize to their fullest extent. All right, this is a headline. Having more than two children can significantly damage mom's health. If you have more than five kids, that could raise your heart attack risk by 40%. The more children a woman has, the greater the risk of heart attack, stroke, and heart failure. That's according to a study by Cambridge University. Now, I have two. I stopped at two because I was busy and, you know, I thought I was going to be too old. Because I had my first one when I was 28 and my second one when I was 30. I could have had more, but I didn't. And if you have five or more children, 40% more likely you are to have a serious heart attack in the next 30 years compared to women with only one or two children. They say pregnancy and labor put a strain on the heart. Children are stressful, really? And mothers may not take care of themselves because they have to look after all these kids. Now, scientists from Cambridge and North Carolina studied data on more than 8,000 women in the U.S. They were aged 45 to 64. And they found that if those women that had five or more children, they had a 30% higher risk of heart disease, which obviously is cause a heart attack, so arteriosclerosis, etc. 25% more likely to have stroke, 17% more likely to have heart failure, where the pump just doesn't work. Now, maybe it can have to do with postpartum depression. Maybe it's because the more times you're pregnant, the more times you've had miscarriage. They said women who have had miscarriages are found to have a 60% greater risk of heart disease and a 45% more likely to go on to have heart failure. Oh, now, it could be, well, maybe you have health problems and that's why you miscarried. But a lot of women miscarry. It's kind of a part of the natural process of things. In my family, every woman has miscarried at least twice. Just happens. Except me. I think I miscarried once. I don't remember. It wasn't one where I was aware of it. So, nothing that I would write home about, so I don't really count it. But I remember something was weird. One month, I'm like, wait, what? And like, maybe I swallowed something bad and it didn't go through the colon. I don't know what it was. But people that have a lot of kids have stress. So if you're, let's just say if your mom gave birth to you and a bunch of brothers and sisters, treat her nice, please. Help her out. Now, this was a shock. A teenager drowned. She drowned getting ready for school in the morning. Did you guys hear about this? A Pennsylvania teenager suffered a fall in the shower. Her hair clogged the drain. She was getting ready for school, and the shower kept going, and unfortunately she drowned. Michael Rapp, the teen's father, said he learned the tragedy from his ex-wife, who was sleeping at the time. She was hysterical on the phone, and she told me she was gone. I thought maybe she ran away or something. He didn't know that she meant she actually passed away, but she did. She had a thyroid condition, they said, that might have caused the daughter to black out. We're thinking she blacked out in the bathtub, fell and hit her head, and then was found by the ex. Maybe the hair clogged the drain and the tub overflowed. So they believe the cause of the girl's death was drowning. There is a GoFundMe page to help pay for the expenses. Leftover money will be placed in a college trust fund for her brother. The GoFundMe page is gofundme.com/kf6yh-funeral. Now, this reminds me of some real scary stories of girls getting their hair caught in drain. I remember there was one dad when I was growing up years ago where a girl got her hair caught in a drain in a pool. And she was drowning, so the dad had to take a scissors and cut her hair. Because you couldn't rip the hair off her head underwater. it was, you didn't have the strength or whatever, or didn't know what to do, so he had to cut her hair to loosen her. And I remember there was a place called Big Surf when I was in Phoenix, and I remember getting pulled in with this one surf thing, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is some scary stuff. And we take for granted that our kids can die in the shower. I think John Travolta's child died in the shower. I think he had a seizure. I believe fell his head, etc. So, when you have teenagers, they take long showers. I like to sing in the shower. I love shower time. I'll sing. I'll pretend I'm winning an Academy Award. I'll practice a speech, a comedy routine. I do my best thinking in the shower. So my husband knows I take long showers. Sometimes he checks on me, sometimes he doesn't. You know, because I usually go, get out, I'm naked. I can see you naked, I'm your husband. I don't want you to see me like this. So, I'm used to taking long showers. My boys, they're boys. You know, I mean, kids take long showers. That's just what they do. But you got to check on them. So that's frightening stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The FDA is reporting 5 more deaths related to intragastric balloons. Do you guys remember that there was a story talking about how you could fill up a balloon, leave it in the stomach to help treat obesity? And then we didn't really hear much more about that. We're like, well, gosh, that may be really, really cool. You fill up a balloon, you fill up your stomach, you lose weight. Apparently, the total death toll now has been 12 since the year 2016. I haven't really heard a lot about it. I haven't seen a lot of these being done. But I guess the balloon systems associated with the reports are made by Reshape Life Sciences and Apollo Endosurgery. Their shares have dropped since the news, and the FDA said it's working with the device manufacturers to better understand the issues. Approved label changes. Why would people die from these things? Reshape said there has been one reported death of a patient implanted with it since the FDA issued the letter last year. They have not received any liability claims, but hopefully we're going to get some more information on that as to how a gastric balloon could do that. Would it burst, causing stomach or intestinal perforations? Does it link to extra stress on the heart? Infection? So be careful. You know, these bariatric surgeries, I'm a fan of bariatric surgery for those who have tried everything and they are morbidly obese to the point that they could unfortunately die from their obesity. But some of these things come with some pretty heavy-duty risks. I still like the sleeve gastrectomy where they take the part of the stomach that's kind of the pouch, leave the tubes, you know, so it doesn't mess with the tubes. And those seem to do well, and they seem to have the least amount of complications and other things out there. But still, you know, I caution y'all. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.